Hello, this is Roger Jones. Welcome to episode 3 of my Inspiring Leaders podcast. This podcast shares with you tips, proven strategies, and inspiring stories designed to further increase your personal and business leadership effectiveness and success. To find out more about my leadership development work, please see my website www.successtalks.com. SUCCESTALKS. In this episode, we're going to look at the secret of inspiring audiences. Who will you inspire today? Now there's a thought. Who will you inspire today? If you think back, there was someone at some time in your life who inspired you. It might have been a comment a school teacher made when you were younger, or possibly suddenly a light bulb in your mind switched on when you read a passage in a book. Or maybe you were listening to a speech, and something the speaker said made an obstacle you perceived simply melt away. Whatever that event was for you, think now how you can use it in a speech to inspire your audience. How you can use it in a team meeting to inspire your team to even greater achievements. To give you an example, when I deliver speeches at conferences, I'm often asked by the organizer to design the talk so the audience realizes they can try harder and exceed expectations. Here's an abbreviated version of one of the stories I use to achieve this outcome. It's called Thunderguts Inspires. Thunderguts' voice boomed out. "Stand to the right and keep quiet." Thunderguts repeated his command in an even louder voice. "Stand to the right and keep quiet." None of us moved. None of us spoke. We stood there obediently. It was a Tuesday afternoon, and we were just about to walk into our maths class. I was 15 years old. Thunderguts was the nickname we gave to our maths teacher. And yes, you've guessed why. His voice would boom so loud the whole school could hear. Thunderguts was in his 50s, tall and thin as I remember, with a black-grey goatee beard. He was very, very, very strict. I had learnt the trick in his class was never, ever make eye contact with him, as you were far more likely to be asked a question if you caught his eye. For the next 45 minutes of his class, I sat obediently doing as I was told. As I watched a clock on the wall tick by, I started to look forward to my next class. I always look forward to the class following Thunderguts' Tuesday maths class. You see, the next class was our careers class, and it meant a trip out of school. The school itself was what was called a secondary modern school. It was designated for children who had flunked their tests when they were 11. The school was in Portsmouth, a naval port in the south of England. Now, most of the teachers seemed on reflection to have the habit of setting very, very low expectations. At the careers classes, we were told several times by the teacher that no one from our school goes to university. No one goes to university. And we should all look for local jobs. Not the most encouraging thought to plant in the minds of teenagers. As I said, I watched a clock tick by as I was sitting in Thunderguts' Tuesday maths class. And after 45 minutes, the bell rang for the next class, our careers class. Thunderguts knew we were just off on a careers trip, and as the class came to an end, his voice boomed out. "Why be the part plumber when you can be the plumber's boss? Why be the seamstress when you can be the factory boss?" Now, at that moment, the words he shouted meant nothing to me, and I was simply looking forward to a trip to a local dockyard to see how we could get apprenticeships to be plumbers or electricians. And the girls, they went off to a local clothing factory to see how they could potentially get a job on the production line. The following week simply flew by, and at the end of our Tuesday maths class, before we went off to on our careers trip, Thunder Guts's voice boomed out again. If you aim for the moon, you will hit the ceiling. If you aim for the ceiling, you'll fall flat on your face. Now again, I didn't think about what Thunder Guts had said, as I was looking forward to our trip. That week, we're off to the bus depot. I remember we received a presentation on how we could become either bus drivers or bus conductors as we sat in their canteen. I also remember we were given a mug of tea and beans on toast. Beans on toast is an English delicacy if you are unfamiliar with this meal. As I walked home that evening, I started to think what Thunder Guts had shouted. If you aim for the moon, you will hit the ceiling. If you aim for the ceiling, you will fall flat on your face. Then I thought what he had shouted the week before. Why be the plumber when you can be the plumber's boss? Why be the seamstress when you can be the factory boss? Then I thought about what the careers teacher told us several times. No one goes to university from this school. I certainly knew that was true, though rumour had it that someone had gone to university 7 or maybe it was 10 years previously. As I walked along, my mind started to wander. A thought suddenly flashed in my mind. Why don't I aim for the moon? What would that mean for me? Why don't I aim for the moon and try and get to university? I made this my key objective over the coming 3 years, and I always replayed Thunder Guts' words in my mind when I felt my goal was unachievable. Now, I achieved my goal 3 times over. I gained a BSc degree. I gained an MSc degree. I gained an MBA degree. Now, that's not boasting. Not boasting at all. I achieved that. I achieved those goals simply because Thunder Guts had inspired me. Still today, I think of Thunder Guts' words when I need to just achieve something a little bit further. Something I feel is, well, is it unachievable? I think of Thunder Guts' words and they spur me on. So, whatever it is you need to achieve, whether it's in your career, a sport you enjoy, or in your private life, remember Thunder Guts' words. If you aim for the moon, you will hit the ceiling. If you aim for the ceiling, you'll fall flat on your face. Aim high, aim high. I hope you found this episode of my Inspiring Leaders podcast of value. If you have any thoughts or comments as to articles and features you'd like included in future editions, then please do send me an email at roger.jones@successtalks.com. Let me briefly spell that. It's roger.jones@successtalks.com. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Bye-bye now.